Voters in Kosovo go to the polls tomorrow to elect their first parliament since the United Nations took over administration of the province in 1999. A heavy turnout is expected among the majority ethnic Albanians, who see the election as a first step toward independence. As NPR's Guy Raz reports, many Serbs will boycott the vote.
The campaign debate here hasn't been too complex. Independence is the only issue. Kosovar Albanians oppose staying in Yugoslavia, and all three leading political parties agree. About 10,000 people turned up at this rally for the Democratic Party of Kosovo, led by former Kosovo Liberation Army strongman Hashim Thaçi. Thaçi, whose party is expected to come in second tomorrow, spoke under the twisted concrete shell of a building that once housed Serbia's secret police. It was the same secret police who once hunted Thaçi down and accused his group, the KLA, or UÇK in Albanian, of being terrorists. But at this afternoon's rally, a song about the UÇK blared from 16 massive speakers. Thaçi supporters are mainly rural, like 26-year-old Misara Demoye. Thaçi is the best for Kosovo. He's the only one who can bring us independence, he says. But Demoye's in a minority. Polls indicate that at least 50% of Kosovars will support the more moderate League of Democratic Kosovo Party, led by Ibrahim Rugova. International diplomats, always on hand for functions like these in Kosovo, also attended the rally, among them Dan Evers, the ambassador to the province from the Organization for Security and Cooperation in Europe.
17 November will be a great day for Kosovo, the beginning of self-government. The people of Kosovo will begin taking charge of their own life and their own future.
But not everyone in Kosovo is so optimistic. On the streets of North Mitrovica, most people say they will not vote. In the divided Kosovo town, Serbs live behind barbed wire and under the 24-hour protection of NATO-led soldiers. Only one Serb party is running in the election, despite the fact that Kosovo's Serb community is guaranteed 10 seats in the 120-member parliament. Danilo Tanic, who is 70, was born here. Today, the borders of his life begin 1 mile up the road from the town center and end near the bridge that leads to the ethnic Albanian part of town. He says the election is a road toward a mono-ethnic Albanian state. Most Kosovar Serbs are expected to stay home tomorrow, despite a plea from Yugoslav President Vojislav Koštunica. Belgrade agreed to encourage Serb participation after receiving assurances that Kosovo's final status will be delayed for 3 years. At a news conference today, Hans Hakkarup, the UN's chief administrator here, called on the Serb minority to take part in the poll, but he's not counting on it.
Even if the Kosovo Serbs had not participated in the elections, it would not have put any mark on the legitimacy of these elections.
The provisional parliament will be prohibited from declaring independence. Its main function will be to administer the budget and infrastructure. The UN will retain control over law enforcement and judicial administration. Guy Raz, NPR News, Pristina.